Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Happy Earth Day, everybody. This is the Bridal Body Shop Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Glory Towers. I'm here with my co-host,
the lovely,
exuberant, partner in crime,
Tom
Padre.
Go on.
The lovely exuberant.
Hello. Thank you very much. Thank you.
How are you, Elise?
Well,
Happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day to you and everyone out there.
If this is your first time with us, congratulations, it's our first. It's our first one, too. This is our first radio show,
and we're hoping it's one of many.
And we're hoping it's going to be enlightening,
informative,
and also a little bit entertaining. You know, one does not eclipse the other. So we're hoping we
accomplish it.
Let me tell you a little bit about our business, the Bridal Body Shop. Elite and I have collectively 50 years in the fitness industry. And what we came up with, I'd say about a few years ago, was most people get ready for a calendar date to decide to get into shape of any form. And usually, being gender specific, it's women, and it's women getting ready for the beach. Yeah, and they want that look. They want that wow effect when they walk into a room, an event. They don't want the police chasing them. But it's usually the wedding. The wedding, I think, is the biggest draw in looking good. And so we designed this business, the Bridal Body Shop, which sends our trainers out to people's homes. They come to our studio. But basically, we get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding. When we first started, it was just the brides. But now we realize we cut off half the market that way. So we decided it's the brides, it's the grooms, it's the entire bridal party. And everybody's included. So that's basically what we do. And with the show, it's open to everybody. We're going to be having a format of having guests, and we're going to have questions and answers, and we're going to have people calling in and emailing us and all their questions, and hopefully we quell some fears, dispel some myths, and give you a lively program, if at all possible. And our number here at the studio is 347-857-1867. And we'd love to hear from you. And you can email us as well, thebridalbodyshop@aol.com. And certainly like us on Facebook, business titled the same name, The Bridal Body Shop, and visit our website at www.thebridalbodyshop.com. Elite, it is Bridal Week this week.
I know.
In New York, and I think in Paris, and so it's a busy week for us. And I think we're going to go take in a couple of shows. But this is what's impacting on Gotham right now. It's brides scurrying to get in shape for the wedding. And it's so funny because Elite and I discuss this all the time. We have people come into the studio, and they're so consumed with getting into a certain size that's not realistic. We'll get young women a good 30 pounds overweight, and they're trying to get into a size that in no way, shape, or form they could fit in right away. And what they want is they want us, well, our trainers predominantly, wanting them to be magicians and getting them in shape 1, 2, 3. And that's nearly impossible.
Totally possible.
What we try to do is, being fitness is a recycled industry. There's really nothing new going on in fitness. It's just that the old principles shined up and repackaged. So what we're trying to do with the show is let you see the common sense activities and common sense philosophies that you can have and make fitness a part of your life. And that's really it, because it is no magic bullet. It's not going to happen in 30 days. It's not going to happen in 90 days. It's, if you commit to this on a lifelong basis, you're going to be all the happier. And you never have to worry about fitting into something. When was the last time, I'm going to put you on the spot here, when was the last time you had to worry about going to sleep with King recently, right? When was the last time you had to worry about not fitting into an outfit?
No, my only worry was my outfit was going to be dusty. That was my problem.
That's exactly right.
I was so afraid of the dust that piled up on the outfit, but I knew it was going to fit. I just knew it.
Well,
it's a commitment to life, you know. It's a lifestyle, and if you keep doing it, your body won't change. It'll just get better.
That's exactly right. And that's what we try to tell. And I'm gonna put myself out there, and I'm also gonna put Elite in the spotlight. I'm 50 years old, and Elite is soon to follow.
30. No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People clap for lies. It's amazing. But, but to make our point, and not to sound self-aggrandizing or self-applauding, which we just did,
I agree with us.
We have the effects, and why not use them? But what we're trying to say is we are usually in better shape than women that come in. And I think that's both a compliment to us, but it's also very scary that we have
they're in worse shape than we are.
Yeah, overweight society. So basically, you could look at myself as your guide into the world of fitness. So I think that's what we're going to be doing. Elite, I'm going to ask you a question.
Ask away.
Because people, I know we see both sides of the fence. He and we both have done personal training. We now look at the other side of the fence as far as the trainer. What do you feel, what is the most frustrating thing for you as a personal trainer, just in general, when people come in and they're complaining about their weight, what are the pressures that you feel?
Well, the pressure is it's always time, you know, timely matter. When there's no such thing as a timely matter. The second thing is it's just that we're just their motivators when they really don't do any motivation on their own. It's like buying a book and not reading it. You have to listen to the person and you have to oblige. I mean, you could come in and I could tell you what to do, but that's when I see you. On the outside, you also have to eat a healthy diet and also exercise on your own a little, doing your cardio, you know, doing some steps that I've taught you. And that's what people don't do. They don't continue what you show them.
Mm-hmm. And what people don't see is as personal trainers, our job is showing up. That's 50% of the obligation. Our job is showing up and being the database for you to pull information from and for us to impart information. The rest is up to you. And when you think about it, we have access to your attention, maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and then you're on your own. And what are we supposed to do? We can't follow you around. We can't.
Well, it's their life. They have to do what they need to do in their life.
Right.
And we're there to make it healthier. That's all it is.
And the truth is, the incentive is always the before and after picture. The incentive is always the after picture. And that's
and
what,
keeping it there, keeping it
exactly
at the after.
Right. And that's what sells. That's what sells. And, you know, Lee and I come from very different backgrounds. I was raised, and we were raised in the same generation. 3 o'clock, or it was 4 o'clock every day, we'd have a black and white TV on in the living room, and my mother would go in, bring in his chair from the kitchen.
Got the whip, right?
Well, not that, but you know what I'm saying. She would go in the kitchen, bring in the chair, and bring in the broom. and we would watch Jack LaLanne. And all this man had was himself, a chair, and maybe Snowy, that the white German Shepherd, watching him. That's all he had. And this man had probably what I feel was the ideal body. This man just used himself and his philosophy. And he was living proof. This man lived to about 92, you said it was?
93 years old.
And every birthday, he was pulling a tugboat in the Hudson River. And that's
amazing.
How we celebrated every birthday. And when you think about it, the gift was he gave us the visual of what living a healthy lifestyle could be. And he, from what I know, was not sick that often. And if he was, it was very seldom. But he was living proof. And I don't know if he gets the absolute credit that he should, but he was just a trailblazer. And, again, he walked the walk and was there for all of us. And I grew up seeing my mother, rest her soul, a stunning woman. I saw that exercise should be part of your life. And it wasn't something that she dreaded. It wasn't something that she didn't want to do. It was something we did together. It was a funny experience. And I didn't know much about it, but I just knew she enjoyed it. I enjoyed it with her. And she looked a certain way. And we ate a certain way. We didn't have fried foods. We didn't see cake for dessert. We didn't have sugar in the house, maybe once a week. And then after that, it was gone. And my brother and I didn't see it until the next weekend when we had our treat day. And that was it. And I grew up knowing that this is a way of life. And the byproduct of this was you look a certain way and you stay healthy. Now, at least the same was not for you.
No, definitely not. Your mother was a different, same generation, different outlook, much a healthier aspect than anybody grew up with at that time. I grew up with, my mother was very overweight, close to obese, actually. And, she cooked, and she put the overabundance of food on the plates, and everybody ate it up because we had to eat all our food, no matter what it was. And we also had sweet desserts. I mean, we were just talking about the other day how you never had sugary cereals. I lived on that. That was my breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, it's two different, lifestyles, but we both live the same lifestyle now than we did when we were younger. Only because I was always into athletics when I was young. I was always into all the teams and school and stuff like that. And that stuck with me. I always loved to move my body, but I never fed my body the right way, so I never looked right. So once I got out of high school, I started working out. Actually, just happened, I got laid off at work one day, and I joined the gym and made that my job until I got another job.
A gift and strange package, right?
Yeah, and I actually made my job into a real job.
Mm-hmm.
I started personal training. I went for my certs, and there I am. 10 years later, 20 years later, I have to say, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny. We have to say it's nature and nurture. I mean, it's your environment, but then, having been brought up in that environment, my brother works out, but he doesn't work out as much as I did. But so if you have an inclination towards it, you'll gravitate to it or you'll completely go in the opposite direction. And both of us, we have parents that were of the Depression era mentality, so having more food was always a sign of prestige, and, a healthy baby was a fat baby, whereas now we know that's not the case. So that brings us to the point of childhood obesity, and when we were growing up, there was always that one kid in the class or one kid or maybe two kids in the school that you would classify as morbidly obese. Now,
forget it now. I mean, I have a daughter in high school, and I was in her school the other day. And I'm going to tell you, which is so sad, that 60% of the population of the kids that are in school right now, these teenagers, are overweight.
You would say 60%.
60%, which is a huge amount, I remember when I was in high school, there was nobody overweight. I was considered big, and I wasn't even that big. It's just so different right now because everything is, it's so, they don't move anymore. Right. Everything is texting and computers.
Mm-hmm.
They're on their butt all day.
Well, think about this. When we were kids, we had to go down, take our bike, and go and physically call for our friends. You know, phone calls weren't really allowed that much. I mean,
you walked over to their house and knocked on the door.
Right, and that's it. And now, I have kids that just text side by side. They could be sitting next to each other. And they're
speaking
parallel
to
texting.
Each other.
And think about this. How much energy are our kids expending with Skype, with FaceTime?
Terrible.
And we were forced out of the house. If it was a nice day, we went out. And we it was encouraged. I mean, we didn't have computers, but we did have TV. And in my house, we were assigned an allotted time. We could, if it was a nice day, we could watch TV on a Saturday until 12 o'clock, and then we were expected to go out. And that was it, and we did. And we rode our bikes and we skateboarded, and we burned calories. So looking back at it, okay, socioeconomically, we have two income households now.
Granted.
Our parents had one parent going out and the other home cooking food. Okay, so what are we doing differently now?
We're relying on fast food
as a quick fix, whereas we could go out and maybe order something on Sunday, make a turkey, and then have food for the whole week, and you don't have to really worry about starting a meal at home. So, there are different ways about it, but we're really not doing it. Maybe that's the sad thing.
Probably for a future show. I mean, the fast food restaurants now have calories. They're mandatory to have calories on everything you buy. But, okay, you see the calories, but you really don't see what's inside those calories. You know, you get the sodium and you get the fat and all that. But like I said, in the future shows, we'll talk about that, but it's still not healthy for you, no matter what.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. I didn't have Chinese food, I'm going to say, until I was a teenager and able to go out myself.
We had it every Sunday. Every Sunday.
And if you think about the amount of sodium and preserve... Forget it. Like I said, certain things didn't come into my house until I was able to go out and get it myself.
Right.
So, and us being the society of, we no longer, thank God, have to run out and catch our food to feed ourselves, we barely go downstairs to the deli. Now we order in. So think about the lazy culture that become lazier.
Well, that's where we come in, because we make room for the lazy people.
Beautiful, certainly. That's beautiful.
We come right into your door or your computer, or you can meet us to help you. Let us help you get into the shape, the best shape you can be in.
And that's what I think is... When people ask us, what's really different about the business? It's really not that much different that we're doing. We're not bringing anything different. We're bringing kettlebells. We designed the program to suit your needs, yes, but I think what the difference is, we make it as convenient as possible, and we pull it over the top so people have excuses. There's really nothing you could come in and say to us that would make us, maybe this program is not for you. Because it couldn't be. And... I see that we actually have a couple of people who emailed us, which is lovely. Thank you. We didn't expect anything the first day, but we have. So let me look at this.
Why don't you give out the number before you read that, so maybe we could get some people calling in after
I did before. It's the bridalbodyshop@AOL.com. And if you want to call us, give us a call at 347-857-1867. And we already got three emails,
though.
Obviously, some people
heard me. There you go.
Okay, now. Okay, here we go. First one from, what does this look like to you, Tina? Tina in Staten Island. Okay.
Yay, Staten Island!
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Tina wants to know, how much weight should you lose in 1 month? Go ahead. I got my answer. You go, Lee.
Oh, we're both going to give answers now,
Yeah, why not?
Well, in 1 month, I think that you shouldn't lose more than 10 pounds if you want to keep it off for a lifetime, because that's more realistic. You want to lose a pound and a half to 2 pounds a week. So I'm saying 10 pounds the most. I mean, it took you so long to gain that weight. It's going to take you much less to lose it, but if you want to keep it off, you want to lose it little by little, because that's when the real fat comes off.
I totally agree. And you know, it's funny because I always say it really is what your body wants to lose and how much you put out, and do not weigh yourself constantly.
No.
And I see it, and it's just people, and it's, again, gender-specific women that just let the scale dictate their moods, how they feel about their workout program. If they don't see those numbers change, it could really derail the entire process. And I always, I Elise knows this. I couldn't tell you my weight from year to year until I go for a physical, because weight is body weight. The scale gives you body weight, not body composition. And these are two totally different animals. So,
and us being women, your hormones and your water and everything else is so different every day, day by day by day. So how do you weigh yourself every day and get the same scale number? You can't. It's totally impossible.
And I think the best frame of reference is your mirror. If you look in the mirror, get yourself a full-length mirror and look at yourself and really, really see what's there. Don't go by what numbers you're seeing. Look at yourself. Feel how your clothes feel. That's the test. It's nothing else. And most people can tell where they're gaining weight. Most people don't want to. And they'll name this, and I've heard this before, well, my clothes are shrinking. Not really. Unless you don't know how to clean your clothes, unless you have a bad tailor or a dry cleaner, your clothes are not shrinking. So, well, it's true.
It's funny, but true.
It's sad, but true. But that's exactly what I was saying. We've had young women come into our facility, and they'll have to lose a good amount of weight. And if they give us a time frame of, well, I have to lose 50 pounds in 2 months, what we usually do...
No, we don't do that.
We can't. I mean...
We give them the straight-out facts.
And that's, I think, the only time we tell people, you know, it's got to be done in a safe way. And there are people that will take their money, but it's got to be done in a safe way, or we can't do it. We can't, because it's also our reputation, it's our name on the product, and it's also not safe. And on the humanitarian level, we really can't do that. So, and I'm looking at the time. This show is skipping by. Oh, I get more questions in there. What do you think?
Good.
Okay. This is a good one.
Oh.
This is from... This is Mary Pass in Long Island.
Whoa, Long Island.
So Mary Pass in Long Island, thank you for joining us. Her question is, will weight make me gain weight?
Huh.
So what do you think?
Another misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that muscle does weigh more than fat. Mm-hmm. You will gain weight, but you want to gain that muscle weight because that will burn fat at rest.
Mm-hmm.
Will it make you gain weight? No, not mm-hmm. fat weight, muscle weight.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's what's funny is I used to compete way back when, and I remember women that I used to train. Well, yeah, it wasn't a big deal, but yeah, women that I used to train would say to me, you know what, I want to use weights, but I don't want to gain muscle. And I tell them, you know something?
Why?
If you put on size quicker than me, and I'm doing it deliberately, yeah, I'll kill you. Because it's the women, I think what's really off-putting for most women is what they see in the magazine. And what you're looking at, when you're looking at these pre-competition women, you're looking at women that, whether they agree to it or not, whether they admit to it or not, they are juicing. And they are dehydrated. They are sodium depleted. This is all the stuff that you have to do 2 weeks before going on stage. And it really is a horrendous change in your body's chemistry, mechanism. It just really throws off your balance.
Even though I love the way it looks, it's not healthy for you.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Most women are so concerned with looking like that.
You
That's
can
not,
never look like that
no.
unless you really put your work into
no.
that.
And muscle on women, and you know, it's, you know,
so sexy. Come on.
And some people don't like looking. You know something? An athletic look always looks attractive. It always does. So my thinking is find the the body type that you like and that you could maintain, and you're going to live a healthy life, and the compliments you're going to get are going to be worth it. And it's not only that, it's how you're going to feel about yourself. So whatever it is, whether it's a team sport, whether it's, I mean, I like working out on my own, as does Ali, but a lot of people don't. So a lot of people
like to have programs made for them.
Right. And they want to, they like the camaraderie. They like being in a gym. Or
A lot of people like to work out with somebody. They don't like to be alone.
And that's also the incentive for working out, is knowing that, you know, that buddy.
Somebody's meeting you there.
So you're responsible to get there. But so this is what we're trying to in bringing the show to a close, this is what we're trying to affect you with.
And hopefully we will inspire you.
And that's the gist of it. We will have guest speakers on. We will have everybody from yoga to Pilates. We will have nutritionists, dietitians.
We have overweight people.
And
we're going to have clients. You know, tell us how they really feel and how hard it is, you know, to lose weight and keep it off.
And that's the thing. We want to create a forum where we get both sides involved. And, you know, there's something nice about having a civil debate, and that would be a good thing, too, because not everybody has to agree with me all the time. Ali does have to agree with me all the time. But outside of that, people don't have to agree. But I'd love to hear other people's point of view. And I think that will create the forum for it. At least I hope we will.
We will.
So we're probably going to be programming, I would imagine, next time. It's going to be Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Well, I was thinking maybe earlier.
You want to do 12 o'clock?
Yeah, let's do that. No, to get them
there
sooner.
Yeah, and maybe we get people at their desk.
Yeah. How about? What do you think it is? Wow. The audience
is calm down. Why don't we catch people before they go out to lunch? And maybe
get some healthy choices out.
Oh, people could write in, and you could ask us. You know, I'm thinking, you know, with a BlackBerry, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that. What should I choose? We're right here. We'll choose it for you. And if you actually want to pick up something for us, it won't kill us.
No, not at all.
So that's basically our show. And again, visit the Bridal Body Shop, www.thebridalbodyshop.com. Visit our website.
Like us on Facebook.
And
email us at The Bridal Body Shop.
And for business purposes, if you want to hear a little bit more about the program, you can give us a call at 212-460-1879. And we get a lot of calls, so the calls will be answered in the order they come in. So with that, we wish you a wonderful Earth Day. Be good to yourselves, be good to others, and we hope that, in closing, you will see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Lori Towers signing off.
Ali Siegelman signing off.
Enjoy and be good.
Be safe.